Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, if you saw this woman at the store, how would she make you feel? I think that I was in a female-led remake of Army of Darkness, and that the demons would be coming out from aisle 4, and that I have to shop smart, shop as smart. I'd feel safer with people that have open carry around than if boomsticks were banned. But she's clearly a moron because she didn't even take the sticker off. And would you just look at that safety? Up next, do you find this attractive? Yes, but without the tattoos. I'm so tired of tattoos. They used to be unique 25 to 30 years ago, with only sailors, criminals, and working girls having them. Now people are covered by them and I can't get turned on by women that have them. Not even if they're perfect looking like this AI Barbie doll. Women have little options to find a good man these days, and they're limiting their chances by finding a Chad by getting all this ink. Number three, would you take this car if someone gave it to you for free, but you couldn't change the color or sell it? Sure, because I don't care what I drive. It's tacky, but it's actually beyond tacky, and that's actually a good thing. Cars like this are also known as alligators, because the insurance and repairs will eat you alive. I just put a license plate on that says Pepto-Bismol, in an abbreviated and shortened way, and tell women I'm the heir to the Pepto-Bismol fortune. Moving on, this woman says that she's disabled and wonders if she can get a high from everyone. Women will do or say anything for attention these days. And I looked under this picture when she posted it, and there was an army of simps there saying hello to her. Almost 4,000 of them. They kept on telling her that she's beautiful and that she needs to stay strong. She's not really disabled and even posted disturbing images like this one as clickbait. Number 5, Sydney Sweeney teases an upcoming role in James Bond. The producers would be total morons if they didn't cast her as a Bond girl. But someone should really tell her about the Bond curse. The fact that Bond girls go on to have a horrible acting career after starring in James Bond films. Well, that didn't happen to Ana de Armas, Terry Hatcher, Femke Jensen, Michelle Yeoh, and Halle Berry. Eva Green did well as well. I'm sure Sweeney will be fine. Up next, research shows that women are happier without men or kids. But the age of the woman is also important. I'm sure that in their 20s and 30s they're fine, but when in their 40s and 50s, they're increasingly basket cases without a family. This study needs to poll them when they're 50. I'm also curious, do the researchers that rate the study have a lot of cats and are single spinsters themselves? According to this, unmarried women with children are the happiest. Number 7, what will Greta Thunberg be remembered for? How about fetal alcohol syndrome and bad hair? Then again, I don't think that she'll be remembered in 10 years. All people will say, remember that girl that once said, how dare you? She also looks like she has terrible genes, and she might even have an extra gene. Someone needs to reboot the original He-Man with Greta playing the lead. Now that would be funny, as the resemblance is uncanny. Moving on, what the hell happened to Pamela Anderson? She looks like the Cat in the Hat. She looks sickly from having hepatitis, and she doesn't wear makeup for interviews anymore. I can't believe that Liam Neeson fell for her, and they're dating. Also, what's up with her falling for Julian Assange back in the day? Standing up for him was probably one of the best things that she's ever done. Number 9, Rachel Zegler has been named the Glamour Model Woman of the Year. What a woke joke. Well, at least she doesn't have a penis. At least I think she doesn't. Her body doesn't even look like one that belongs to a woman with those broad shoulders and narrow hips. It's too bad because she has a pretty face and an ugly soul like Brie Larson. Also, I don't know about you, but it looks to me like half her mound is leaking out. Up next, remember guys, it's never too late to make your mark. Ray Kroc was the founder of McDonald's at the age of 52. Henry Ford started Ford at 40, and Colonel Sanders started KFC at 65. But the most significant accomplishment was Wayne, where he finally won an argument with his wife at the age of 44. Wayne also took the biggest risk of all. He might be smiling now after winning the argument, but I bet things won't end well for him. Number 11, diversity propaganda has finally arrived in Japan. I guess they were probably hoping that enrichment would follow, but didn't expect the new female prime minister to stop it. Looks like someone prefers that higher IQ Japanese people go away. Gee, I wonder who that could possibly be. It's almost like some other high IQ group is trying to handicap or destroy its competition. This group just won't happen to be from the Middle East now, would it? Moving on, the woman you wanted while younger most likely didn't want you. But after 2 divorces and 6 kids, later she wants you. Now that her looks and sexual marketplace value has faded. Women have a perfect memory remembering the men that showed interest in them years or even decades ago, and then just popping up out of the blue to try to snaggle you. And she'll always use the line, "I'm better than I've ever been before," to try to gaslight you about her value. Number 13, here are the advantages of marriage. "I'm colorblind. Can you guys help me with this?" Just kidding. But notice that none of the colors match up. But marriage does provide the advantage of money and emotional stability for women. It just happens to do the opposite for men. This is also why I never got married, because charts like this were incredibly scary. I suspect those three other colors are divorce, alimony, and child support. But those are only benefits for women. Up next, here's why it's a bad idea owning real estate in Canada right now. A native tribe is now filing a lawsuit in eastern Canada over lands in the province of Quebec, because the government can just take your house and hand it off to a native tribe now. This is what we call moral hazard. You give one native tribe land that they lost 200 years ago out west, and now other tribes will take that land too. This is how they'll try to make Canadians own nothing and be happy. Number 15, here's what the high cost of living looks like in Canada. When the Toronto Blue Jays were playing in the World Series, this is what a local bar in the area looked like. People are staying home and they can't afford to go out anymore. Affordability is also another reason why bars and nightclubs are going out of business everywhere. But you just note if it was cricket on that screen, then the Jeets would be filling up the place while spending the money they got from scamming the locals. Moving on, this woman started using a dating app as a male to see what it was like. And now she's depressed. You don't say. Only when they're literally put in the same metaphorical shoes as men do they actually start to get it. She'll probably forget her awful experience by tomorrow, though. But that's only a taste. If she really wants to know what it feels like to be a man, then she needs to date a woman and deal with all the nagging and BS that the typical man handles. Why do you think that violent rates in female-female relationships are so high? Number 17, the Waymo co-CEO says that society will accept robo-taxi fatalities as the price of technology advancements. We will if they're significantly lower than the fatalities from owner-operated vehicles. But why does she have that evil look on her face like she just roasted a kitten or something? A study came out showing that Waymo driverless vehicles cause 92% fewer injuries than human-driven vehicles. Every time I see a driverless car, I think of Johnny Cab from Total Recall. I hope you enjoyed the ride, before eventually blowing up. Up next, this guy tells women not to send him nudes, but instead to send him a picture of their medicine cabinets, because he needs to know what type of psycho he's dealing with. Believe me, my dude, you don't want to know the answer to that question. To be honest, the majority of women would be more comfortable sending nudes than a picture of the interior of their medicine cabinets. Then the guy would know she's got a yeast infection down there, and that's why she smells like cream cheese. Number 19, this is brilliant marketing. These guys repair what a woman's husband fixed. It's funny because it's true. My father would quite literally often try to fix things on his own to save money, and it would end up costing him twice as much. Most of the time when you try to fix something and you don't know what you're doing, you just make the problem worse. Ironically, the stuff that needs repairs is usually broken by the women. So men wouldn't have this problem if they weren't married. Moving on, and speaking of something needing fixing, broke women don't see themselves as being broke. They just see themselves as dating the wrong types of men. Just imagine knowing you could fix all your money problems just by getting someone to sleep with you. If this worked for men, we'd be walking around with our chubbies out for Harambe. Plus, women are never technically broke even without a man, because the government will take men's money through taxes and inflation to bail the women out. Number 21, looks like the usual suspects are upset, because they say that a company would rather lock up baby food and starve children then lose a small amount of money to theft. How about instead of relying on shoplifting to survive, you learn some money management skills? Maybe they're right, and how dare a company prevent communism and empty store shelves? Companies would rather pack up and leave rather than handing stuff out for free. Why do you think that there are so many food deserts in African-American neighborhoods? Up next, this guy has no biceps, pecs, nothing. And yet she still loves him because back then people were a lot simpler. Oh, really? Well, is that an extra large salami in his shorts, or is he just happy to see her? I'm sure that had nothing to do with her being with them. Just a coincidence. A man with a third leg that long will have his pick of the ladies. I remember years ago some young scrawny guy in the corn business with a foot-long schlong was getting all the action, and I couldn't believe it. Number 23, here's gynocentrism explained in only one picture. The woman works and all the money goes to her. The only net female taxpayers are usually in their early 50s. As for men, what we make is either taxed away or we spend it on women. That's why going your own way is so dangerous to the system. Because if the man hoards the money, then the state has to print even more money to give to women, and that creates inflation and destabilizes the entire system of exploitation against men. 80% of men aged 20 to 40 are single and not dating. Looks like this system is about to break. Moving on, this woman says that Uber is going to be $150 back and forth and wonders if this guy can call it for their date. The guy just rubs one out and calls it a night. Around here, I could pay for a working girl to come over for an hour and a half to help me out with my hard problem for only that same amount of money. It's easier and also drama-free. Women used to be a mystery, but the internet reveals their nature, and now men no longer chase them. The whole human race depended on men not knowing how women manipulated us. Now we know. Number 25 and the last one. Good God, what happened to Stormy Daniels? Looks like Trump sold high and he's definitely not going to be buying low. Looks like she became the wall itself. People are saying this is fake, but it's not. Look up An Evening of Comedic Storytelling with Stormy Daniels on YouTube. Here's another picture if you're not convinced, with some corn stars around her. She looks like she aged off a cliff and not gracefully. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.